I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. It's so great to have you listening with us for this special edition. And you can tell your friends, no matter where they live, they can listen to the Food Schmooze from anywhere in the world, as many people do, at WNPR.org. Oh, do we have something special here. This book is called Chop Chop. It is the kid's guide to cooking real food with your family by Sally Sampson, who has traveled to us from Boston in support of the show. She knows it's a fundraiser, but I'm also glad she's here because I get to tell you, welcome to the Food Schmooze, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
I get to tell you how much I adore this cookbook. And I see that I'm not alone. The American Academy of Pediatrics has endorsed this book. It is so well done. This book is jam-packed with more than 100 delicious, crazy fun, doable recipes. And the whole idea of this project is to get kids and family members cooking together. And so the recipes are extremely doable. They're very good. And it's all about connection, healthful ingredients, really setting kids down a path, I think.
You got it. You understand completely.
I have to say, the photographs are so authentic. And these are real kids, and you're not instructing them to act any certain way.
They're real kids. They're friends of friends. They're friends of friends of friends. They're not models. And they're cooking and eating, and we photograph them as they are.
And how do you get the recipes?
The recipes are the recipes are mostly mine. They're mine and our editor, Catherine Newman. And we come up with a theme and then fit the recipes to the theme.
And you have also magazines that come out. By the way, this is a nonprofit organization. And so well done. So in the beginning, you start out, as we start the day, with no-cook breakfast ideas for the kids. But I want to turn right away to the smoothie section because I like this. You say to the kids, try these combinations. Make an eggnog smoothie with a cup of plain yogurt, an overripe banana sliced. And kids, here are the extras. You can put in almonds, honey, or real maple syrup if you like it sweet, vanilla extract, a little bit of ground nutmeg, and some ice cubes, and you're good to go. And they make it themselves.
Yeah, a smoothie is a really great starting point for a kid. Because I mean, you should start with an adult, but once they've mastered it, it's really just turning on a switch and being sure that you have the top on properly.
And another one in the oatmeal section is an overnight oatmeal. And since kids love the anticipation of things when it's baking in the oven, when this overnight idea for oatmeal is terrific. So the oats, water in a small pot, put it on the stove. The second it starts to boil, you turn off the heat. It cools to room temperature in about 20 minutes. You cover it up, put it in the refrigerator overnight, and it can stay in there for up to 2 days. So you
right.
can do this with the kids on a Sunday and have it Monday and Tuesday.
Right. I mean, the idea of this is if you're using steel-cut oats, it takes a really long time to do first thing in the morning. So it's Monday morning, you're going to start steel-cut oats. It's about a 25 to 30-minute process. If you do it the night before, you're not going to have kids who are hungry for oatmeal after dinner, but you could start it then, and then it's just a few minutes in the morning.
And you give them ideas, and I love this too, about things that you can put into the oatmeal. So if kids want to have nuts in there, or they want to have coconut, or a little bit of dark chocolate, they could do whatever they want to play. We have more breakfast ideas, and of course we're going to get to the other parts of the day. Lunch ideas, we're going to get to, in the dinner category, not your grandma's fried chicken stew five ways, meaning classic Jamaican, Indian, French, and Greek, all kinds of burgers, tofu recipes, sesame crusted, for instance, vegetable recipes, desserts. It's all in here. All of this based on cooking with your kids so that you have family experiences, a sense of connection. They see how food is made, and so they love eating it more, I would think.
Absolutely. When kids participate, their palates widen. They're more interested in eating different foods, and that can only be a good thing.
Because this is a special edition of the Food Schmooze, we are going to tell you in just a few minutes how to have Chop Chop, the kid's guide to cooking real food with your family by Sally Sampson, sent to your door or the kids you love. If this is for the kids next door or even for the holidays, yes, we can get this to you by then. We're going to do a granola show, and I'm going to use as one of our possibilities this recipe that you have in the book. You tell them what the kitchen gear is that they will need, how long for hands-on, which is 20 minutes, all the ingredients, the old-fashioned oats, wheat germ, flaxseed, coconut, sunflower seeds, raw almonds, raw walnuts, pumpkin seeds. A lot less expensive if you go to your health food market and buy these in little plastic bags, the amount you need, not so expensive as it might be at the supermarket. We like to say that when we have lots of ingredients. There are sesame seeds and kosher salt, a little bit of olive oil or a canola or butter, some honey or maple syrup, vanilla extract, raisins, dried cranberries, dried apricots. That's like an energy bar to me.
It is. And you can adapt it. If you don't like walnuts, put in more almonds. If you don't like cranberries, leave them out. It's a very adaptable, very easy recipe.
Tell me about your philosophy with that. You like this idea. You're trying to teach the kids to try the basic and then fool with these.
Exactly. So in a sense, our message is don't believe us. It's do the basic thing and then adapt it. So if we have a recipe for granola, I mean, obviously you have to basically like granola. But if we call for coconut, or if we don't call for coconut and you really like coconut, we'll tell you what you can add and subtract. Obviously, there are certain things in a recipe that have to be there. But what we really want is for kids to get a sense of their own palate. You know, like say for a soup, when it's finished, taste it. Did it need more spices? Add more spices. Did it need a little bit of lemon? Learn your own palate.
Sally, this is the most wonderful thing that you're doing for kids and for families, at least in my world. Because I know so many grown-ups who are terrified to cook if they're not using a cookbook. But there comes a day for people who like to cook where you just shove the cookbook aside or you walk in the pantry and say, what have I got? And you start fooling around. You make a mistake, okay. But you start to make up things.
Right.
You're teaching these kids how to do this young.
Well, I think it's really important. And I think it's important to know what you like and look at even if you never get to the point where you can make up a recipe on your own, to be able to say, this has this thing in it that I don't like, but I'm still going to make it and I'm going to leave that thing out.
We're going to tell you later on in the show as we go along, taking breaks, of course, to tell you that we're happy to send this as our thank you gift to you. And we thank Sally Sampson for that. A chicken salad with an aioli. There's a whole section on dips and spreads. This is how to get the kids to eat vegetables. They make these great. There are soup basics, so you teach them how to make soup. This is for kids of all ages. I can't tell you how many of these I wanted to make myself. Encouraging them to do a potato, sweet potato bar, a meat chili, a vegetable chili, how to make meat sauce, a classic lasagna, baby lasagnas. It's all coming your way in this hour. Right now we're in the breakfast section. We have buttermilk pancakes, one of my favorites. So I was delighted to see this. And there is a little thing on each page that says, did you know? So this is how conversation gets started. If you think, oh, my kids, we're not talking, we're not communicating. This can be your focus. Did you know? You get to say to the kids, oh, look at this. Real maple syrup is better than corn syrup, pancake syrup in the supermarket. Now, why is that? Well, it's concentrated tree juice, you say in here. And then there can be a discussion about what that is and why it's better than this corn syrup.
Absolutely. I mean, part of our philosophy is to look at a recipe and think about what's interesting about it or what's important to know. So it could be anything from what is fermentation to why do you have to add something to something. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be anything, but it does start a conversation. And I think if you engage the child around other issues than pure cooking, you'll get them.
There's a box on this same page for the buttermilk pancakes that says, Fancy that. And that little note is pancake batter can be laced with different ingredients. Some of our favorites are blueberries, banana slices, chopped nuts, dried coconut, raspberries, and sliced strawberries. So the kids are getting fruit. They tend to love fruit unless there's some kind of an allergy issue. They tend to love these things. And so I think this is the start of idea generation, where you get them to be creative with the food so it's really fun for them.
Exactly.
You also tell them how to do German pancakes so they get to see there are different kinds.
Right.
French toast, my absolute favorite. Then there's a section on eggs. How to scramble eggs, the kitchen gear you'll need, the ingredients for scrambled eggs. Here are things that you can put into your scrambled eggs. Then there's one on fried eggs, how to be creative. In other words, to add ham, to do huevos rancheros, how to do a frittata. You have breakfast sandwiches. Now we're getting into the lunch section, and this is a perfect time to take a break. Sally Sampson, stay right where you are. Thank you so much for driving here from Boston to be with us in the studio. We're talking about this new cookbook, Chop Chop. It's based on the magazine, and this cookbook is jam-packed with more than 100 recipes, delicious, really fun, and very informative. The whole idea, it's a kid's guide. The whole idea is to get kids and family members cooking together, and I mean cooking real food as a family. We like these recipes. We know that we want to make them too. So if you would like us to send this to your door as thanks for supporting this show or anything you hear on WNPR, here's our number. We're right here waiting for your call at 1-800-584-2788.
1-800-584-2788. And Faith, what a great idea for a cookbook. This is so fantastic. I love it. It promotes healthy eating. It gives you time with your kids or your nieces or nephews or your grandkids. It promotes cooking good foods. And, you know, I have this rule. I have two boys, 5 and 7, and we have a rule that you can't just automatically, we put something on the plate, you can't automatically just say, no, I'm not going to eat that. You have to at least try it.
You have to do one bite.
Exactly, one bite. And you know what? That has opened up their palate. Well, this is a chance to have them be with you and cook with you and try something that they've worked out with you. So this is a great opportunity. We want to send you this cookbook for a gift of $72 for the year. That breaks down to $6 a month. And you become a member of WNPR. You get the great Chop Chop cookbook. And that's really what's at stake here during this membership campaign. 1-800-584-2788.
I can see, Ray, why the American Academy of Pediatrics has endorsed this book. There's a focus on healthy ingredients, but there is enough, what we say, umami, you know, there's enough satisfying stuff in these recipes to make kids happy, to address all of their food needs, you know, as whole people. I have a friend who's a psychologist, and she started cooking with her child at the age of 2 because she claimed that the crankiness in children at the age of 2 is really due to boredom. They're learning so fast. So this is for from 2 to teens. I think of it that way, and for grown-ups like me. So $72 a year or $6 a month. Wonderful, wonderful recipes in all categories. If you want to make a contribution for this book for yourself or someone else in your life, you can do so. Maybe you want to order a couple. It's not too early to get a little holiday shopping done and feel satisfied that you were smart enough to do that. 1-800-584-2788. And online too, Ray.
Yeah, absolutely. That's WNPR.org. Faith, you know, one of the things I really loved about this cookbook are the pictures are so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe it, let me tell you, kids, it's all in the presentation when you're talking about food with kids. And these photographs are beautiful. And what I love about them, it shows the kids actually making the meals. And it encourages the child. You know, they'll see, you'll have the cookbook up there while you're working on it, and they'll see that someone their age is sitting there making the exact same recipe. So I love the photographs. I love the recipes. We can send that to you for a gift of $72 when you become a member of WNPR, 1-800-584-2788.
Yeah, very few shots of grown-ups in this book.
Right.
The kids really see that they can be in charge. They can try these things. We're going to get to the sandwiches lunches and the dinners, but there are things we didn't get to in this section. There are dips to make. We're going to be talking about that, too, to get the kids to eat more vegetables, dips and spreads, and pretty good for you. And kids get a sense of where things, where their foods come from by handling them, by trying different things. We love this book. So if you would like to make a contribution of $6 a month or $72 a year, here is the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. The cookbook is called Chop Chop, The Kids' Guide to Cooking Real Food with Your Family. They're talking to kids in this book, filling them with all kinds of, not just good calories, but all kinds of important information about food and innovation and creativity, about how to make food in a creative experience. This is lifelong training they're getting here. 1-800-584-2788.
Yeah, and we're talking about math and chemistry here. And you know what's so important too is, you know, a lot of times when you have kids or you have someone coming over and they have kids, there's a lot of activity and there's a lot of coming out and going in. This is quality, quiet time with your little one. And they are learning something. You're spending good time with your kid, and again, you're learning about you're teaching them about good eating habits and learning where their food comes from. This is an important book, and we would love to send this to you. $6 a month also makes you eligible for our monthly giving program, and that makes you a member until you tell us to stop. Basically, what happens is for $6 a month, we will take $6 a month out of your credit card until you tell us to stop, or you want to give a little more. And that is a steady stream of revenue for us. It makes things a lot easier here and makes these pledge drives, it cuts down on these days that we're pledging. So that's a great way to go, the monthly giving program, but we want you to get involved, especially if you love this book. 1-800-584-2788.
Ray, for your kids, I don't know if you saw the seasoning experiment that they say advise at the start of the book, where the child learns to cook a potato in water in a pot, and when it's done and cooled off, they are advised to take a slice of potato, eat it plain, then try a slice with a little salt, then try a slice with a little lemon juice, then try one with pepper, then combine all the seasonings and see what you think, so that they're getting a sense of taste. I love that. So you see how this book goes. If you'd like to bring your credit card to the phone, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-584-2788. And thanks.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready.
I'm Faith Middleton. You know, the kids, Sally, love that theme song. Oh, they just love it. They wait in the car for that to start, so we never want them to miss it. The Food Schmooze Party here on WNPR is heard Wednesdays at 3 and 9 and Saturdays at noon, and you can join the conversation with us on Facebook. Simply search The Faith Middleton Show. We want to thank our talented crew, senior contributor Chris Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut, Eugene Amatruda, Marion Roy, senior producer Lori Mack, and producer Jonathan McNichol. We thank you first and foremost for listening. And of course, our special guest, Sally Sampson, who has done this cookbook, Chop Chop, The Kids' Guide to Cooking Real Food with Your Family. We will be taking another break to tell you, if you're just joining us, people are piling into the show every 15 minutes. So if you want to find out what we're up to, we've got these 100 recipes in this cookbook. There is also a magazine called Chop Chop. Sally, tell the story about how you work the financials for this magazine.
So we're a nonprofit, and we give away a lot of copies of the magazine. The idea is a little bit of the Robin Hood business model, which is the idea is that the Whole Foods mom is going to buy the copy so that the SNAP mom can also get a copy of the magazine, and that the recipes be usable for everybody, so that whether you're on a low income or a high income, the recipes are things that you can make. Additionally, all our recipes have very few steps. They tend to have a relatively few amount of ingredients. They're very ethnically diverse. You want a kid who's Chinese to make a Hispanic recipe, or you want this big mix of culture from everyone.
Because and not only are these things delicious, but this is the world we're all growing up in.
Exactly.
So wonderful. I see how this works on so many levels. We're going to, as promised, get into chicken stew 5 ways when we get to the dinner section of kids making these recipes and all of you as a family. We're going to get into the fried chicken that I mentioned. I can't wait. The beef burger, the bean burger, the tofu recipes, the chilies, how to make a purple cabbage slaw, fajitas, a whole section on vegetable recipes, a thing on dessert. I can't wait to do that. And then wonderful things to drink, mango lassi, orange cranberry fizz, a watermelon agua fresca, which is something I adore, how to make fruit ice cubes. Oh, how fun is that? All right. In the lunch section, you've got a sandwich mix and match, giving them the basics of, first you have the base, you tell them, and you show them all the bread possibilities. You say, then we go to protein, and you give them all the possibilities there. Chicken salad, egg salad, just plain eggs, ham, turkey, tuna salad, peanut, almond butter. Vegetable, you pick two of the three, you've got all a million. Fruits, and then condiments and dips so that they can put condiments on the sandwich. And they learn the art of sandwich making, plus you're getting all the food groups in there. I see what you're doing.
And all the colors.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's fun for them. Quesadillas, still one of my favorite things. You'd say what the kitchen gear is, the ingredients, whole grain tortillas. Do you in Boston have someone who's making real tortillas? I wish we did.
We do. I think there's several places.
It's hard to find here.
Next time I come, I'll bring you some.
Okay. Whole grain, you're going to bring me? Or are you going to
bring
masa? Okay. So Monterey Jack or cheddar, canned or cooked black pinto or pinto beans, drained and rinsed, canned or frozen corn, scallions, salsa, and yogurt. And then the instructions for how to make quesadillas, pictures of the kids putting them together and cooking them in this saute pan. I love that. How to do hard-cooked eggs for lunch, egg salad. My favorite, the deviled eggs. And this, Jeff, absolutely the most beautiful child. And the ingredients for this, I thought, I'm going to do with yogurt. Yogurt and mustard, some chopped fresh herbs, like parsley, basil, dill, tarragon, cilantro, some kosher salt, and the eggs hard-cooked and peeled. And then you tell them exactly how to do it and how creative they can be. So Italian eggs would be capers, olive paste, maybe some anchovy.
Right. Now, that one's probably a little more esoteric than our typical recipe.
And kids get to try anchovy for the first time. Then curried eggs. So curry powder goes in there. Maybe a little bit of mango chutney in a jar. How fun. How to make tuna salad. We forget that kids don't know how to make it.
Kids don't know how to make anything.
Yeah, right. And we know that when they get to the dorm room.
Exactly.
And they're ironing the grilled cheese. So there you go. We have canned tuna, yogurt in place of mayonnaise, lemon juice, celery, fresh herbs, olive oil. You could use dried, I suppose. A teaspoon of mustard. Tell them how to drain the can of tuna, how to mix in the things. And you have your did you know zest. Because you can put zest in here for this tuna salad to make it extra delicious. So they learn about that.
Yes.
They learn about curry powder. I love to make curry tuna too. So I'd love to see that you did that. And then here's all your add-ins. What do you do at home for your tuna salad? Do you have just plain?
I love curry tuna. It's my favorite. And I add either peaches or mangoes or apples. I tend to add nuts, dried fruit, Cilantro, basil, almonds is great.
In.
Yeah.
Pine nuts, seedless grapes, red onion, cucumber, apple. We know that there's a whole quadrant of kids who love spicy.
Exactly. I have one of them.
Yes. have them in my family too.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it. They go to Mexican restaurants and the spicier the better. I can't
exactly.
even go near how spicy they can stand it. So you can introduce a little Frank's hot sauce or whatever you might like.
Well, you know, actually this brings up something that's important to us, which is that we want kids to feel like they can be successful in the adult world. And sometimes that's eating what we consider adult food. So if you think about it, there's no reason really that a child shouldn't like spicy or that a child shouldn't like capers. And there are kids who, if you feed it to them, they're up to that challenge of like, oh, and then they feel good about themselves for liking something that adults don't think they'll like.
Sally, do these kinds of recipes help kids skip over that place that they often get to where they just will only eat white food, or the, you know, fish is good on Monday, but the next Monday I don't like fish. I, you know, but so my friend who's a mom says it's chicken of the sea and they eat it. So does this help them, or is that just a taste bud issue for them?
I think it's probably both. I mean, I think in some cases it's a taste bud issue, but I do think this helps them. I think if you introduce kids and you don't make it a big deal, you just sort of, like if you came to my house for dinner, I wouldn't say to you, oh, you'll probably like this. You have to take one bite. You know, I think you'll like it. I would just put it in front of you and you would eat it. And I think that works with kids too.
Mm. Okay, there's a chicken salad. There's a way you tell the kids how to make mayonnaise or aioli. And then we have a section on dips and spreads, a white bean dip that kids can make with you as a family, a classic hummus with all the add-ins, a cucumber tzatziki, which is that wonderful garlicky Greek sauce that makes, you could put it on a shoe and want to eat it, guacamole, date nut cream cheese, homemade peanut butter, lunch bowls, yogurt or cottage cheese bowl, a pasta or grain bowl. We're going to get into soups with the kids and all the entrees. Sally Sampson, stay right where you are for me. Thank you so much for traveling here from Boston to bring us the cookbook. It's just out, Chop Chop, The Kid's Guide to Cooking Real Food with Your Family. And we would be happy to send this as our thank you gift to you if you are able to give us a gift of $6 a month or $72 a year. You can do it by phone if you bring your credit card to the phone, or go online. The toll-free number is 1-800-584-2788.
I'm enjoying these recipes so much, Faith. I'm Ray Hardman. Mm-hmm. And I see in here, you know, one of the things that really struck me about this book is that I really think that Sally Sampson has tapped into what really appeals to kids. Because with kids, so much of it is visual. So much of it is certain foods that are just guaranteed that it seems like universal that kids seem to like it. I saw quesadillas in here. There's no kid that doesn't like quesadillas. And this is a great way to get your kid into the kitchen and have them cooking with you. This is a great recipe book. We can send that to you for a gift of $72. Like Faith said, $6 a month. Think about how much you listen to WNPR and the Faith Middleton Show. And really, you know, is it $6 a month worth? If you can think about it in those terms, we hope that you will do that and call in with that pledge of support. Get this great cookbook, 1-800-584-2788.
Ray, white bean dip. You might say to kids, let's have some white bean dip. But if you made this into a project where you got out some canned white beans, drained them and rinsed them, put in some garlic chopped and some olive oil and lemon juice and salt and pepper, and then gave them all these things, you know, in bowls and bread, and they could dip the carrot sticks and the tortilla chips and the, oh, it is really fun for them, and they made it with you, and you can be creative, and it tells you how. That's just in the dip and spread section. So there is a classic hummus. I love to make it at home. It is so easy. It's crazy. And you can add so many things to it to make it your own if your kids like a particular flavor profile. now. Guacamole, they all seem to love it. Making their own peanut butter. How exciting is that if your kids can have peanut butter? Okay, here is our toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. You can go online. More and more people are doing this, going online. You just go to WNPR.org. Don't forget the W, WNPR.org. And there's a place you just click, and you can pick out the thank you gift, including this book. So whatever way you want to do it, we are so thankful because you keep us on the air. You're our associate producer of everything you listen to. Ray, 1-800-584-2788.
That is the number to call. And you know what? I guarantee that your child, your niece, your nephew, your grandchild will come running to the kitchen once they know that they can use the food processor. And a lot of these recipes require a food processor. So lots of fun in here for kids. I know for sure that my boys would love tzatziki. They would love to make that recipe and dip and use it as a dip. This is a great way to get your kids eating vegetables. They can dip right into that white bean dip or the hummus. This is something so much fun, so healthy for your child or for a little one in your life. Call now with a pledge of support, 1-800-584-2788.
Ray, hands-on time to make homemade peanut butter, 3 minutes. Is that the craziest thing? All you do is put peanuts in the food processor. And you add salt to it, and then you can additionally add things that the kids might like. If they like a little cinnamon, you can put that in. If they're spicy, you can put a little cayenne pepper in there for spice. Really, really fun. That's homemade peanut butter without all the crazy oil in it and all the crazy additives, and it's delicious. The book is called Chop Chop, The Kid's Guide to Cooking Real Food with Your Family. Sally Sampson, the author, is here with us, and she has driven from Boston to be in our studio to support this special edition of the Food Schmooze and everything on WNPR. We appreciate that so much. And our toll-free number, if you want to do some early holiday shopping, boy, that's what I want to do, 1-800-584-2788. We'll be sure and get it to you by the holidays.
Kids love doing things hands-on. They love getting into the kitchen or getting anywhere where they can do a project. Kids are so fond of projects. This is something that will be, you know, again, if you have someone, a little one in your life or lots of kids, this is a great book for you. I love, Faith, the little did you know sections in many of these recipes. I was looking here at the peanut, the homemade peanut butter. The peanuts were being mashed into paste by the Aztecs hundreds of years ago. So some fun things that you can talk about with your little one as you're doing these recipes. We want to send this to you, and we want you to become a member of this public radio station. You are the lifeblood for everything that we do here. Your $72 subscription for the year makes sure that we can continue to bring you the best that is out there. And that's really what it's all about. 1-800-584-2788.
Ray, as you know, crazy good buttermilk biscuits in here, cornbread, multigrain rolls, all these soups that are so great, gazpachos. There are lunch bowls that I mentioned, different pastas and grains, yogurt and cottage cheese bowls, depending on what your kids are into. We will gladly and gratefully send this to your door, 1-800-584-2788. And grandparents, if you've got some grandkids that you're seeing a lot and you want to have a great project with them to bond, oh, this is the way to do it. Dads, if you are single dads, single moms, what a quality time this is with the kids. And our toll-free number, if you want to do some early holiday shopping, boy, that's what I want to do, 1-800-584-2788. We'll be sure and get it to you by the holidays.
Apple Pandora, he makes your eyes light up. Your thumb is here, hobby, shoe fly, fire. An Apple Pandora, I'll never get enough. off of that wonderful star.
I'm Faith Middleton, and this is the Food Schmooze Party, coming to you in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. You can tweet us at FaithWNPR, FaithWNPR, and to join the conversation with us on Facebook, search The Faith Middleton Show. All right, we have Sally Sampson here, and she has done this cookbook, Chop Chop, The Kid's Guide to Cooking Real Food with Your Family. She also, this is a nonprofit organization that has done this cookbook and also does the magazine. The magazine is given away, I think about half of the magazine subscriptions are given away to lower income families who are on SNAP, and higher income families buy the magazine at places like Whole Foods. And so everybody gets to benefit. And that's why the recipes in this book that encourage children to cook with their families, for everybody to stay connected and bond together, are simple, no crazy ingredients, and very good. There's a focus on nutrition, too. It's why the American Academy of Pediatrics has endorsed this book. As we get into dinner, Sally, and thank you again for being with us and showing your support. I love this. I didn't see this till just now. Not just food. At the start of the dinner section, you're talking about what a nice table means.
Right. It isn't just about the food. It's about sitting together. It's about creating a nice atmosphere. It's about having a conversation. It's everything.
Candles on the table. This is so adorable. A few great chicken recipes. Teaching kids how to do the whole roasted chicken. You tell them how to be creative with that whole roasted chicken. If you want to make it Hungarian, then you put paprika on it. If you want to make it Italian, you put garlic in the pan, fruity. Fill the cavity with lemon, apple, or onion. If you want to make it herby, then you would do thyme, rosemary, parsley, marjoram, or sage. They get to learn about all those things. You say, here's what we can do with these chicken pieces once we get them, and then we get to, I thought this was pretty daring, not your grandma's fried chicken. And then I realized the cleverness of this. So this is really like chicken tenders, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is, but they're baked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, here I thought you were getting boiling oil, and I thought, oh my God, are these kids going to do this? Is this okay? And then I realized what you'd done. So this is like my panko chicken that I adore.
Exactly.
Yeah. And baked, which is so great, because I fry mine.
Oh, you
and
do?
And now I'm going to
try this, see what you
I'm
think.
I'm going to do the baked version. So panko crumbs, some whole wheat flour, black pepper, cayenne pepper, some eggs for the coating, Dijon mustard, dried thyme, the skinless chicken thighs or breasts, the lemon, and tell them step by step how to do this. And in the be creative category, you've got a twist on this. So there's an herby one. You've got a corny chicken where you do...
cornflakes.
Yep, cornflakes. That's a great idea. Fun for the kids, too. You do a cheesy one with shredded Parmesan with the breadcrumbs. There's a zesty one, and there's a nutty one. You can do chopped pecans or almonds with a little bit of the breadcrumbs. That's the one that I love. How about this? Chicken stew five ways. This is where you cut across all cultures.
Exactly. So the idea is you make the basic one, and then you can adapt it to different cultures.
This has vegetables in it, chicken broth, which is low sodium, shredded or diced cooked chicken. So you can do a chicken breast together. You can even buy a roast chicken at the market if you're pressed for time and put this together. You've got onion and carrots and celery and garlic. And then you tell what to do to make it classic, to make it Jamaican, Indian, French, and Greek. So I love it that there's a basic recipe, because cooking as a family, you could do this 5-6 times.
Right.
And try it different ways. The kids get to compare and contrast. You do a whole section here on burgers, and every kid I know loves them. Every grown-up I know loves them.
I think everybody loves burgers, actually.
So the classic beef burger, that's a great thing to know how to do in the right way. It's got tomato slices and onion and lettuce, ketchup, mustard, salt and pepper. And then you can put every kind of topping. The list is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, it keeps going back to our philosophy about learning the basic and then adapting. I mean, anything can go on a burger.
Well, ketchup, mustard, salsa, guacamole, classic hummus, the cucumber tzatziki from the earlier chapter, hot sauce, pickles, relish, horseradish, barbecue sauce, olive paste, pesto, spaghetti sauce, mango chutney, cranberry sauce, Worcestershire sauce, raw or caramelized purple onions, avocado slices, marinated artichoke hearts, oven-roasted vegetables, raw or roasted red peppers, raw or roasted mushrooms. Am I making you hungry? I bet I am, because I'm starving. Okay, how to do a chicken burger, a turkey burger, a pork one, a lamb one, a salmon one, and the bean burger. You call it the beanie burger, with an egg, black beans, panko breadcrumbs, scallions, fresh cilantro or basil, or a combination of the two, garlic, ground cumin, dried oregano, olive oil, salt, and pepper. So we have a competition on the Food Schmooze. We've done it in the past, and it continues about who can make the best veggie burger. And so we experiment with this all the time, and I like the looks of your recipe.
That's the black bean one. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah, that really looks great to me. So tofu. Tell me about how kids react to tofu.
I'll actually tell you a very funny story, which was the first time we did sesame-crusted tofu. Was during a photo shoot. There were two kids. The photographer just said to the two kids, Grace, you and Theo are going to make the tofu. And Theo looked at me just horrified. Like, he just said, I don't like tofu. And I said, Theo, it's okay. You don't have to eat it. You don't have to like it. Just make it. Just see. And he was like, okay. And I said, you know, you can do thumbs down. You can make a face. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. So I left the room because I got a phone call. And I came back and Theo was licking his finger and putting it on the now empty plate to get the last sesame seeds off of it.
Oh.
And I said to him, Theo, what happened? I thought you didn't like tofu. And he said, sesame seeds are my favorite, are like my absolute favorite. And it was irresistible to me because the tofu had sesame seeds on it. So what I learned from that was when a kid doesn't like something, pair it with something that they love. And we have seen it work over and over and over. So that was our first experience with tofu, and we turned Theo into a tofu lover.
I love this. So raw sesame seeds, the tofu, you show them that you have to drain it a little bit first, just a tablespoon of oil, and low-sodium soy sauce, and that's how you make sesame-crusted tofu. There are these curried tofu fingers, ginger-garlic tofu. Then we get into chilies, how to make a vegetable chili. And kids love chili because of all the things they can put on it.
Exactly.
And there's a meat chili, a potato, sweet potato bar. Kids are just nuts about potatoes, as we are as grown-ups. Fish tacos with purple cabbage slaw. I make these all the time. So good. Fajitas. There are all your pasta dishes with the world's quickest tomato sauce. A little bit of olive oil, garlic, dried basil, dried oregano. A can of tomatoes, some water, a little fresh basil if you like, and some shaved Parmesan. And that's really quick. And kids see how real tomato sauce is made.
Right. It's absolutely delicious. In fact, I make it all the time. My kids are now grown. I still am making it.
This fast one?
Yeah.
Good for you. Creamy tomato sauce, hearty meat sauce, and then they make a lasagna together. Now, in the hard way, you know, do you do the whole full-blown thing?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we don't make our own noodles.
No, but you don't. Do you do a bechamel?
No. This is with different cheeses.
Yeah, so it's ricotta cheese, a low-fat or whole milk, eggs, a dried basil, oregano, and marjoram, a mozzarella cheese, Romano, Parmesan, no-cook lasagna noodles, your tomato sauce or the meat sauce. And there you go. There are little lasagnas to make, oven-roasted vegetables of all kinds, pan-roasted asparagus, green beans, artichokes, and on it goes. And then in the dessert section, baked apples, fruit and nut energy bars, special drinks, fruit crisp, banana peach, frozen yogurt, melting apples, you call them, the best ever applesauce. hot cocoa Mexican style, warm mulled cider, hot honey vanilla milk, fruit ice cubes. It's so much fun for kids. Fruit flavored waters to make to take the place of soda. What a great job you've done with this. Thank you, Sally Sampson.
Thank you.
Chop Chop is the name of the book. It's the kid's guide to cooking real food with your family. Talk about connection, restored connection. Talk about getting kids on a lifelong path of interest in food and cooking and healthy ingredients. But, you know, in learning, you don't have to be complicated to enjoy your food. 1-800-584-2788. This is our thank you gift to you. If you can join us at the level of $6 a month or a one-time contribution of $72 a year. Ray Hardman.
1-800-584-2788. And if you have kids coming over, whether you've got, you know, neighborhood kids or you have grandkids coming over, this is a great cookbook to have on hand because you're going to want to do something fun. You're not just going to want to have the kids running around the house. You're going to want to spend some quality time with your kids. And this is a great way to go. And I tell you, Sally has got kids and kids down. She knows exactly what kids are into and what kids like. When we got to the drink section, I thought, oh my gosh, because, you know, there's nothing my sons love more than to, you know, mix a little bit of juice with a little bit of seltzer water and try to come up with their own drinks. This is perfect.
Yeah, how about that lemon honey sparkle?
Oh, I love it. And the watermelon agua fresca. Mm-hmm. And again, any chance to use a kitchen appliance, and they are all over it. I love the hot drink section with the mulled cider and the hot honey vanilla milk. This is something you're going to want to have on hand, and we can do that for you when you call in with that pledge. It's $72 for the year. That's $6 a month. 1-800-584-2788.
When kids try mango, often they just love it. And so here's a mango lassi, a classic in India and Pakistan. And so you can use frozen mango if you want, or fresh, and plain yogurt and a little bit of water and some fresh lime juice. And that all just goes in the blender, and kids see, that's a mango lassi. I'm having an international drink. So love it, love it, love it, Ray. And it's also a pleasure to be with you, as always, Ray Hardman. And
thank
so
you.
If you would like to have us send this to your door, early holiday shopping, out of the way, if there are children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, I encourage you, this is endorsed by the American Academy of Pediatrics for many very good reasons. It is terrific. It's the best kids, adults cooking together cookbook I have seen. This is really good. 1-800-584-2788.
You know, so many times it's just, you know, you call the kids to the table, they come, you bring this plate of food, they have no idea where it came from or how it was made. It is their opportunity in this cookbook to get involved, to see where the food comes from, to see how it's made, how it's processed, and how it comes out. And it will spark their interest and their curiosity. And even if it's something they say they don't like, when they have a stake in it, when they are in there making it, they're going to want to try it, and they may find out they like it. If you have a kid that will at least take a bite of something, sometimes you'll be surprised at the things they turn out that they really love. I'm always surprised that my children, the first thing when they go to the table is they'll go for the baby carrots. And they love baby carrots. Well, mm-hmm. Maybe your child is somebody who doesn't like baby carrots. Well, get them involved. Get the hummus recipe out, or get the white bean dip recipe out, and maybe mm-hmm. they'll enjoy those baby carrots a little bit more. So this is a great book. We can do this for you. We can send this to you for a gift of $72 for the year. And it's really not a gift. It's really an investment in everything that you hear here on WNPR. 1-800-584-2788.
Well, you should see what happens when kids make their own salad dressing. All of a sudden, salad with all those ingredients becomes very interesting. They made the dressing. Caesar, basic, oregano, garlic, lemony vinaigrette, pesto, a soy salad dressing. They can figure out what they like, how to make croutons to add to the salad. They're excited when they get involved in all this. So here's a toll-free number if you can join us for $6 a month or a $72 one-time contribution. Chop Chop, The Kid's Guide to Cooking Real Food with Your Family, the cookbook, is coming to your door with our great thanks. Thank you for sticking with us, for listening. I hope we've made you very hungry. I'm starving. We thank Sally Sampson, the author of this book, 1-800-584-2788. And thanks also to Ray Hardman.